Coming up, I'm going to teach you how to take a career risk without regret. And then company that I learned about is paying employees to quit. Remote workers in the technology space, are they at risk? And then we're going to coach you up. Let's go. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we coach you up so that you have the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact. How about that? That's a pretty good thing to discuss. Welcome aboard. Let's get right to it. So progress comes with risk. Period. In any area of your life, right? Progress. If you just think about it, progress requires change. Progress requires embracing the unknown. Progress requires stepping forward into the unknown. So anytime we step forward in the unknown, so let's just keep this super simple for our minds here today. We are trying something, testing something, doing something for the first time, which means we are doing it the worst it's ever going to be done. I mean, this is just the nature of the game. So I want to teach on this today because I think that the idea of risk falls largely into two camps. And I think the way that we look at risk through these two filters or in these two camps is unhealthy. So let's break these two different ways of looking at risk. First, you've got people who are just mortified, terrified of risk. I mean, it paralyzes them, and they stay in this unending track, like a soundtrack in their mind of everything that could possibly go wrong. And then if it goes wrong, it is death, destruction level. I mean, this is very, very serious. I'm not making light of it. But there's certain people and a lot of them that look at risk as only death defying. Like if it works, I've defied death. Well, that's over. That's over calculating risk, or it is putting too much fear on the other side of taking a risk. So they think risk equals death or destruction. Now, the other camp is on the opposite side of the spectrum. These people are too loosey-goosey with risk. They're too brave. It's not even bravery. It's bravado. It's machismo. It's too much. It's not real. It's like, yeah, let's go do this. I'm gonna crack open a can of Mountain Dew and slug it and jump off the side of a hill. Woohoo! And it's cavalier. It's quite frankly ridiculous. So if that is the majority of people in the risk is death or destruction, or risk is whatever, man, then there's a middle ground. There's another way. There's a third way. And that is taking the right risks the right way. You must take risks to progress in your life. You must take risks if you're going to love. You must take risks if you're going to learn. You must take risks if you're going to excel. You must take risks if you're going to build something, whether it be in business or build a relationship or build stamina or build whatever. I mean, in any area of our life, if we're going to go from where we are to where we want to be, you must take risks. But the third way is to say, all right, I don't need to be mortified and terrified of risk. I also don't need to just assume that risk is nothing at all. And no matter what, it's going to work out or I die trying. That's ridiculous. So what's the third way? It's the calculated risk. It is the, okay, I am going to risk this much time. I'm going to risk emotional, mental pain. I'm going to risk financial loss. And those are your areas where we put ourselves at risk. Right? None of us like to spend an inordinate amount of time, of focused time, and not see it pay off. None of us want to get hurt in business or in personal relationships. None of us want to lose money. However, if we're going to make progress, we must make calculated risks. So we look at the areas. And so whatever the venture, if it's a small business or you're going to pivot careers or you're going to come back out of divorce and hit the dating market again, or you're single and you've been destroyed and your heart's like, I don't know. And you, whatever it is, to go from where we are to where we want to be, we must take calculated risks. So the calculated risk. We calculate whatever the risk could be in those areas. We go, wait a second. What's the right amount of risk that I need to calculate for? So for instance, if I'm going to try to launch a product or I'm going to launch a business, I'm not going to spend tens and tens of thousands of dollars that I don't have in the form of a loan. I'm going to figure out what can I invest in this that is cash that I save up for. So, silly example, but if you, I love watching fights, big boxing matches or MMA fights, or I love watching NFL games or college games. And so every once in a while, and I'm not a gambler at all, but every once in a while, I'll just have a good old fun bet with a buddy of mine. And so this is a silly example, but it'll help you understand what I mean by calculated risk. So I've had, you know, people reach out to me, public figures, and go, hey, our teams are playing each other in football. Let's do a friendly bet. And if you lose, it's what you have to pay or whatever. So let's just say that I decide to bet $100 with my friend. Just a fun little thing. This is a calculated risk, I would hope, because I'm going, $100 isn't going to break me. $100 doesn't make me change my budget. $100 doesn't put food, doesn't take food off the table. $100 isn't, it's just a calculate. So it's like, you know what? I'm risking $100, but if I lose, I just am upset or frustrated or whatever. Maybe I go, that was stupid. You just wasted $100 on a dumb bet. Why'd you do that? But it's not breaking me. This is the idea. Simple example. So here's the thing. When you fail, you still make progress. So I want you to calculate the risk. What amount of money am I willing to risk? I need to save up for it. What amount of rejection can I handle? I'm going to prepare for it. Whatever it is. And so we now put ourselves out there. And if we fail, now we're not worried about damage. We can focus on the lesson. One of my mentors, I used to work for him, leadership guru John Maxwell, once wrote a book, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And so instead of failure, we go, I learned something. I learned something on the other side of this. I learned. And so for those of you who are in this bucket of, I'm terrified of all risk, that all risk is certain doom, I want to challenge you that there is no progress without a calculated risk. Plan for it. If I fail, I might lose this amount of money. It's going to feel like this. I'm going to be embarrassed, but I'm going to learn something. Now, coming up next, I'm going to keep this going because I'm going to share with you my all-time favorite quote from a Scottish mountain climber and writer, William Murray Hutchison. That's going to challenge those of you who are afraid to risk. Hang on. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. If you're just now joining us, in our first segment, I broke down the types of risk. There's the no risk, stay in a padded suit your whole life, all right, a padded room. In other words, the bleachers of life. I mean, if you're a fan and you're a spectator in life, there is no risk. You just sit there and eat your popcorn and get your slushy at halftime and, you know, you just watch everybody else risk. And then there's the people who are like these bad Mountain Dew commercials of these, you know, these sugar drinks, these, you know, and they're like, pop the top, let's slug it, let's go jump off the side of a mountain on a BMX bike, and it doesn't matter if we break 47 bones, yeah, it's the risk, you know, and there's this middle ground. And so the reality is that I was teaching on a calculated risk, And so when we calculate our risk, we know exactly what we're risking. It's not going to be financial destruction or emotional destruction. Something beautiful happens. See, it's the great women and men in our world who do great things, who calculate risk, and they step into it and great things happen. I'm going to share a quote with you. It's for those of you that are younger, it's got some words in it. This is a Scottish mountain climber and a writer. And it's my all-time favorite quote. And I think it's going to encourage somebody today. So I'm going to read it from the depths of my heart, because I believe that when we calculate risk and we step out, then the creator of the universe steps in. That's what I believe. I absolutely believe that with all my heart. William Hutchison Murray said, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would have never otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events come from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I share that to those of you who know you need to take a risk. And if you calculate it and take it, it reminds me of a scene in the Indiana Jones movie, The Last Crusade. He and his father are running from a tribe, certain death if they don't outrun the tribe. They come to a great cavern and certain death lies below. And they remember in the moment that there's a prophecy in a little book that Indy's carrying. And if you step out, the stone will appear. And Indy sticks his foot out. And as he does so gingerly and so full of fear, the stone tablet appears and he puts his foot on it and he slowly moves his weight to it and it holds him. And then he realizes, I got to step out again. And he, this time, less ginger, less fear, sticks his left foot out. It happens. And next thing you know, they're running across into a certain space. And every time they step, the stone appears. I believe the creator of the universe is waiting on you to step out. And when you do, he steps in. It's been my story. And that's why I believe it with everything that I have. Take a risk. Some of you need a coach. And that's why we created the Ramsey Career Coaching Opportunity. We're piloting a program. We're going to open it up to just 30 people. It's an investment in you. No question about it. It's not a 1999 tchotchke you're buying here. So if you're interested, you need a coach with great experience that believes in the methodology and the philosophy that I share on the show every day. Go to kencoleman.com/coaching, kencoleman.com/coaching. All right. Why I do the show is to coach you up, to educate you. I'm a man of the people, and I'm paying attention to the news and trends so that you don't have to. Let's go. It's time for In the News. All right. Now, this is a fascinating story. You small business people need to really, truly listen to this because this is going to seem really foreign to you, but I want you to get the philosophy in this story, not the actual details, because not everybody can do what I'm about to report. But this is absolutely fascinating, and this speaks to the kind of culture that you want to be in. And those of you who are listening and watching the show, as you begin to get in, you begin to move up, you will eventually get promoted into leadership 99.9% of the time. And so you need to grasp this, because the great differentiator, the great competitive edge for companies is how you treat people. They don't want a better job. They think they do. I'm telling you, they want a better life. And this company's figured it out. This is fantastic. Inc.com story. Why these founders pay their employees to quit. What? Lattice is the company. Jack Altman and Eric Koslow are the CEOs, co-founders. They are a San Francisco-based maker of people management software. And so they tell new hires on day two of their onboarding, there's going to come a day that you will want an opportunity that Lattice can no longer provide, and that is okay. So let's just stop there for a second. Okay. this is radical transparency here. This is the kind of stuff that has to blow people's minds. I mean, these people are on day two, and the leaders are standing up going, hey, listen, there's going to come a point you're going to grow here, we hope, and Lattice is going to have an opportunity for you. That's okay. First of all, like, nobody talks to their people that way. That creates a real connection early on, and it is the connection with people that leads to tremendous trust, and trust is the secret sauce to any healthy organization. Fantastic. I love it. By the way, they're being realistic. They're in the tech company. The typical tech company, listen to this, keeps employees for about 2 years. So we could either stick our heads in the sand, leaders, and act like, well, we're going to be different. We're going to have some cool posters on the wall in the cafeteria, and we're going to give a really cool benefit like free foosball, and they're going to stay with us forever. Stop. You're lying to yourself. The data is the data. The typical tech worker is going to work for you 2 years. So you can either go, oh, that's not going to happen. We're going to be the exception, which is sticking your head in the sand. Or you can freak out and go, oh, how are we going to do this? We're never going to be able to keep anybody. And you're going to act like Chicken Little all the time and walk around spying on people and being paranoid. And that doesn't help either. So this company's figured it out. So here's what they do. What do you mean by they pay their employees to quit, Ken? Well, they have some amazing benefits like coaching programs, weekly stipends for groceries, a 1 month sabbatical for employees with 4 years under their belt. So they've got some wonderful, 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 wonderful benefits. And as a result, they have a low attrition rate, currently 3%. That's phenomenal coming out of this pandemic and the Great Resignation. However, they also offer employees $100,000 to quit and start their own business. It's called Invest in Your People Fund. Love that. It offers the $100,000 to any employee who leaves and starts a company within a year. What are the terms? So Lattice, the company, will retain a 2% equity stake in these businesses or less if the startup attracts a valuation of more than $5 million. So it's a return on investment play, yes. However, the co-founder said, we've had a lot of people join us just because they heard about the program. They're going, I want to work for a business that treats employees this way. And that is the point of the article. Beautiful. I'm so excited about it. Now, I'm not going to dive into any more details. I've had a couple people do this and it's been successful. But again, their attrition rate is lower. And you know what they're doing? They're attracting really talented people who go, huh. I mean, let's just be honest. Let me use another sports analogy. Okay, very quick. These crappy NBA teams that win the NBA lottery, I think Orlando Magic won it, and they're terrible. They're awful. And they're going to draft the best player in college basketball, and they know that in 2 or 3 years after the initial deal runs out, that person could leave them if they're still crappy and go to a big market team like an LA or New York, but they do it anyway. Why? To try to build. Same concept here. It's brilliant. Let's get some really talented people. Maybe they leave us in a year. Maybe they don't. If they do and they make some money, we make money. But we're attracting eagles. And eagles attract other eagles. I'm not going to get to this story. I had so much fun with the other. I'll touch on it very briefly. Coming up. Hey, we got our coaching segment coming up. You don't want to miss it. 844-747-2577. I'm feeling a little froggy today. Maybe the advice will be that way. We'll see. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, giving you the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact in your work, thus increasingly adding value, beauty, enjoyment, fulfillment in your work and also in your personal life. Welcome aboard the job search. For those of you that need to make a switch, you know a switch is coming. You're going to have to step up the ladder and it's going to be somewhere else. It's intimidating. It could be lonely with a lot of frustration. ZipRecruiter gets it. They don't want you to feel alone or frustrated. They use their artificial intelligence to do much of the work for you. You fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com. They begin to pitch you to jobs that align with what you're looking for and what you have done. Then with one click after they send you an opportunity you can apply, and your application is going to stand out because it came from ZipRecruiter, because companies are paying Zip for access to you. It's free to you. Go ZipRecruiter.com, ZipRecruiter.com. All right, Angela joins us in Washingtonville, New York. Angela, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Hello, Angela. All right, let's put her on hold and see if we can get her back. We'll see what's going on there. Anytime I see Washingtonville, you think to yourself, well, that definitely has got some influence from George Washington, the father of our country. Pretty fascinating stuff. All right, let's go to the chat room really quick. We'll see if we can get her back. We've got her back. All right, we'll try it again. Angela, are you there?
I'm here, Ken. Can you coach me up?
I got you. How can I help?
So I'm in a job situation where I'm very, very unfulfilled.
Uh-huh.
In a role that I've been in for the last 9 years, until last year, January of 21, I was promoted, and then that job ended, and now I'm back to where I was before the promotion, and I'm realizing how I'm very not fulfilled, yeah. And those jobs don't grow on trees. So I need a little advice on how I can, I'm even desperate enough to change fields if I have to.
Yeah, okay, so what do you know? What do you not know? Let's make that list where I can help get you some clarity and help you brainstorm, help us see some alignment here of purpose. How can you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission? And then I think you're going to be surprised at how many of those jobs are out there. So what do we need to fill in?
So, well, I mean, first of all, I can learn and do anything and be good at whatever I put my mind to. So I'm a very willing and able-bodied person to learn quickly.
Yeah.
Right now I work in healthcare. In patient care, direct patient care, but in the last year I was more of a non-clinical position in management and administration, and I enjoy that much more.
All right, so I don't feel like you've got a lot of answers, but you've listened to the show enough to know how I work with talent, passion, and mission to get some clarity. So let's try to get your brain going here. Let's see if we can fast forward, okay?
Okay.
So who do you want to help in your work the most? Like, where do you get the most joy? Maybe you've had some experience in your career up to this point. You don't have it now, but where you had a lot of fulfillment. I'm curious, who are you helping? How are you helping them? Any answers?
Yes, staff and customers. And I think that being involved in the whole plan rather than just one piece of it is where I like to be. I like to be part of the team.
Ah, okay, so you like to be, so if I'm looking at a wheel for this analogy, and I were to draw a picture of a wheel, a tire around the wheel, and I would ask you to place yourself organizationally, if that's what that is, where would you want to be positioned on the wheel? I think I know the answer, but I want you to share it.
Right in the middle.
There it is, folks. Tell her what she's won, Bob. Yeah, that's it. You like to be in the hub of the spoke. You like to be involved in the process. So you're a process person. True or false?
True.
Very gifted with details, I presume. True or false?
Absolutely. 100%.
Really get a lot of energy when somebody brings a mess to you, like some the example I always use is fishing wire. And they bring a gnarled mess of fishing line and go, hey, Angela, could you untangle this? Some people like me go, oh, I mean, I want to jump off of a tall bridge. You go,
no, I'm going
to give it to me, baby. What are you waiting?
You
stop
it.
Talking and hand it to me. All right. So that reveals a lot. So you can be in your sweet spot when you use your talent of, and I'm gonna fill in the gaps here a little bit. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay.
When you use your talents of organization, inspection, because you analyze things, you look at it, you inspect it, you see what's wrong, and then you start organizing thoughts on how to fix it. And then I bet you're pretty good at communicating with the multiple people that need to be involved to fix the problem, move it down the lane. Am I right?
You're better than I thought.
You're very kind. I'm just experienced. I'm not good. I'm just experienced. Okay, so you use those talents and you want to do the work of process efficiency, systems efficiency, fixing, making things run smoother, and you love communicating to all the different people so that everybody knows what they need, getting them what they need, filling in the gaps on where are we at on updates, how's it going, what do we need to do to finish, and helping drag the project across the finish line. That's the work that gives you juice. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And the thing that motivates you, which I call mission, what's your missional result that most motivates you? Nobody has to get you out of bed early for that. And I think it's a combination of service and efficiency. I think you love serving others, but I also think you love seeing efficiency as the outcome. Does that sound like you?
You are. Yeah. You're right.
All right. So all this talking I've done, and I've been very, very wordy here on purpose, to get your brain to a place where you realize I just created a job description for you that's pretty easy to find out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need to find a job where you spend the majority of your day using those talents, doing that passionate work, and producing that missional result. Pretty
easier said than done.
Not true.
Mm.
Start with ZipRecruiter if you're scared. Start, let them start working for you. Doesn't mean they'll find the exact one for you, but they'll get you started. They'll get you some ideas.
They got me this last job. Yeah. They got me my current job.
Well, but you get to select because culture is a lot of this too. So I'd start with ZipRecruiter. Then the other thing is start looking for job descriptions out there. If the job description doesn't feel like you and I, what we just kind of worked out together, and I'm going to give you another tool that's going to blow your mind, the Get Clear Career Assessment. That's going to actually give you a detailed report on talent, passion, and mission. It'll give you your top three talents, your top three passions, work you love to do, and a primary missional driver, which is another way of saying motivation. You'll get a detailed report, and I'm going to give that to you for free. Tens and tens of thousands of people have taken it. It works. And your purpose statement is going to be another detailed thing that you get in the assessment. And that becomes your job description filter. You just match it up next to every job you look at that's in an area of processes and systems. You're in the operations world. So look in that area. So once we look at operational type jobs, could be a office manager, could be a warehouse manager, could be a manager of a dental business or an optometry. It could be working for a small business and being in charge of project management.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm giving you all kinds of ideas. Don't tell me it's easier said than done. I've told you what to look for. I've told you where to look for it. And now that we look for it, we match it up. So take the assessment. It's my free gift to you. It's normally $39. Are you willing to do
that? Thank you, Ken. Yes, thank you.
You bet. I'm proud of you, Angela, for calling in, putting yourself out there. But the best is yet to be for you. You're going to know where you're supposed to go. And once you know where you're supposed to go, we figure out what the best way is to get there.
Perfect.
So self-awareness is clarity, and clarity leads to confidence that you can find it, that you can get qualified for it, that you can get the gig, and that you can excel in it. That's what's on the other side of this, folks. That's why I created this tool. And I'm not hawking it. It's $39. Crystal clarity. Tremendous confidence. And overwhelming courage in the face of fear and doubt. That's why I created the tool. That's why I'm here. A clear person is a confident person, and a confident person will be courageous when it is necessary. Appreciate y'all so much. Got to get out of here. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruze, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruze Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruze Show wherever you listen to podcasts.